All right, let's get ready to dive deep, folks, into one of the wildest relationships out there, Rick.
Oh, absolutely.
Lions and crocs.
Yeah. The king of the jungle, so to
Yeah,
speak.
but also the kind of the king of the waterways,
Right.
So we're talking about two apex predators, top of the food chain, both vying for resources in a place where those resources, water especially, can be really scarce.
That's right. And it makes for an interesting dynamic, because when we think of predator and prey, often we think of one chasing the other.
Right, like a lion chasing a zebra or something.
Exactly. But here you have two apex predators, and they're not always like directly hunting each other.
Right, they're not constantly at each other's throats. It's not like some crazy battle royale all the time.
Yeah.
But you can't tell me there isn't at least a little like tension, right? Respect, maybe even a healthy dose of fear.
Well, I think fear definitely plays a role. Because if you're a lion, you see a croc in the water, you know that that croc is the ruler of that
Oh,
domain.
yeah. You're not going to mess with that.
You're not messing with that, and vice versa, A crocodile on land is not going to stand much of a chance against a pride of lions.
No way.
So there's this mutual awareness of each other's strength, then that leads to like a cautious coexistence. They both know, hey, you stay in your territory, I'll stay in mine, and we'll be all right.
Most of the time.
Most of the time.
But, I mean, we've all seen the nature documentaries,
Well, of
right?
course,
D
right?
there are definitely times when this like silent agreement, it breaks down.
It does. It does. And it's often driven by opportunity.
Okay, so like what, paint me a picture. What's a scenario where things get, a little dicey?
All right, so let's say you've got a young crocodile. Maybe it's wandered a little too far from the water,
Oh.
and a pride of lions spots it. They see an opportunity for a meal, and they're much more agile on land, right? So they can kind of surround it, cut it off from the water, and
It's game over for that croc.
yeah, it's not looking good.
But the crocs get their moments too,
Oh,
right?
absolutely. Think about a watering hole, right?
Okay, yeah.
It's the dry season. A lone lion comes down, desperate for a drink,
Thirsty line.
very thirsty lion, and in the water, lurking just below the
Oh,
surface,
this is, yeah, I see where you're going with this.
a crocodile. Perfectly camouflaged. It's been waiting for this moment. The lion gets close, maybe steps into the water.
Oh,
The croc explodes out of the water, those powerful jaws clamping down. There's really no escape.
it's like a perfectly executed ambush.
Exactly. A calculated risk. The stakes are high, but the reward is huge.
And this is why we love nature, right? I mean,
Yeah.
it's intense, it's unpredictable. You never really know who's going to come out on top.
And I think that's what makes this relationship so fascinating. It's not just about who's stronger or who's faster. It's about understanding the balance, the delicate dance of survival these animals are constantly engaged in.
But sadly, this is a dance that's facing some pretty serious threats these days.
Yeah, that's right. And the biggest threat, unfortunately, is us, humans.
Right. We're encroaching on their habitats.
Habitat loss is a major issue. And then you've got poaching.
Yeah, and just like general human-wildlife conflict.
Right, and all of that throws this natural balance, this dance we've been talking about, completely out of whack.
So for everyone listening, I mean, think about this, right? These animals, they've been around for centuries. They've ruled their domains. They've survived against all
They
odds.
have adapted.
They've adapted. And now they're facing a threat unlike any they've ever seen before. And it's a threat that we humans have created.
Exactly.
So it really begs the question, what role do we want to play in their future?
That's right.
Do we just stand back and watch as these magnificent creatures disappear?
Or do we step up and do something about it?
It's a question we all have to grapple with.
I think so.
I think it's been really eye-opening to dive into this relationship, this dynamic between lions and crocodiles.
Yeah.
We often just see them as like enemies, these fierce predators constantly fighting.
Right. It's the classic image.
But it's so much more nuanced than that.
It is. It's about respect. It's about fear. It's about this constant, this delicate balance of
And
power.
it's about survival.
Exactly. And I think understanding that balance, that delicate dance, is crucial because as our impact on the planet grows, the fate of these animals really does rest in our hands.
It's a sobering thought,
It is.
but it's also a call to action,
Absolutely.
It's a reminder
Yeah.
that we're not just passive observers in this.
Yeah.
We have a responsibility.
We do. And we have a choice to make.
We do.
What kind of world do we want to live in?
That's a question worth pondering.
I think so too.